Hawthorn was placed in an invidious position from the moment skipper Luke Hodge blew a blood alcohol level of 0.068 last Thursday night. Were the Hawks not to suspend their captain, they risked the ire of the community for not sending a strong enough message about the irresponsibility of drink driving. Sideline him and they jeopardised their premiership chances. Complicating the situation further was the tragic recent death of assistant coach Brett Ratten's son Cooper, a passenger in a car accident in which alcohol was believed to be a factor. What actually is an appropriate penalty in these circumstances, though? About the only thing certain is that any decision was going to leave a significant number of people unsatisfied, either cynical about a footy club's priorities or bemoaning Hodge's position and profile, seeing not only him but his club and its supporters punished as well. Hawthorn coach Alistair Clarkson at least was honest enough to concede last night that when it comes to player discipline, it is different strokes for different folks. Hodge himself as a raw youngster was suspended simply for missing training after overindulging at a 21st birthday celebration. But that was a player without any of the runs on the board the dual Norm Smith medalist has now clocked up. I completely understand those who believe Hodge should have been suspended, particularly anyone who's been affected in some way by the perils of drink driving. But I also understand the hesitance to penalise an entire football club for one individual's considerable error of judgement. Perhaps those with the firmest views on either side of the argument could do worse than to put themselves in the position of the Hawthorn leadership group on this occasion. Because while it's easy to arrive at a view when the consequences have no direct impact on a person, matters aren't always so cut and dried when they do.